Welcome to Maseches Kedushin, Parag Gimel, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 3, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins, HaMekadesh HaSa'isha, a fellow that betrothes a woman, V'amar, and he says to her after the Kedushin, she agreed, she acquiesces, he says, K'savra Yisi Shi Kohenes, I thought that she was a Kohenes, the daughter of a Kohen, and that my whole Kedushin was only with that premise in mind. V'harei Leviyah, but turns out she's a Leviyah. Or he says, Leviyah, I thought she was a Leviyah, V'harei Kohenes, and I found out that she's a Kohenes. Or he says, Aniya, I thought that she was poor, Vahareya Ashira, now I found out that she's wealthy. Ashira, I thought she was wealthy, Vahareya Aniya, and then I found out that she's poor. In all the aforementioned cases, Harezu Mekudeshes, the Kedushin works, and we don't say that it's a mistake, or that it was a Kedushin with a false premise. Neshalahit Atu, she didn't mislead him at all, he made the mistake himself. And since he didn't speak it out, we have a rule called Devarim Shevalev, Enam Devarim. Matters of, that are in the heart stay in the heart, and they're not considered something. So you can't say, oh, I didn't mean it. You didn't say it, it doesn't make a difference. Continues the Mishnah. Harim Isha, a non-Jewish person that says to a Jewish woman, I want you to be betrothed to me after I convert. Or a Jewish person that tells a non-Jewish woman, says to her, you should be betrothed to me after you convert. Or if, let's say, a Eved Kenani, a non-Jewish servant, tells a Jewish woman that she should be betrothed to him after I'm freed. Or a free man says to a Shivcha Kenanis, to a non-Jewish maidservant, you should be mekudesh aslami la'achar shetishtachari after you are freed. Or a fellow that says to a married woman, harayat mekudesh aslami, you should be betrothed to me, and he says la'achar shemaz balech after your husband dies. Or somebody says to his wife's sister, that you should be betrothed to me la'achar shetamos achoisech after your sister, his wife, dies, because when a person now marry their wife's sister, as long as their wife is still alive. Or if a fellow says to a shemeres yavam is a woman who is awaiting yivam, said this many times, yivam is a situation where you have a fellow who dies, and he leaves over a wife with no children. So there's a mitzvah on his brother to marry the widow, if they both agree. So if a fellow says, listen, right now I can't marry you, he says to the widow, because you have to do yibum, or chalitza. Chalitza is a special process by which she is no longer considered married to him. It detaches the relationship they have. So the fellow says, "I want you to be mekudeshes me la'achar sheyachlitz lachivamech after your husband does chalitza to you, and then you're permissible." Ain't a mekudeshes in all the aforementioned cases, it doesn't work, because since you can't be mekadesh her now, since you can't be true with her now, even a future kedushin doesn't work at all. The Mishnah concludes, and the Mishnah says like this: someone says to his friend, if your wife gives birth to a baby girl, she should be betrothed to me. It doesn't work, because there's no kedushin on something that's not in this world yet. However, says the Mishnah, let's say the woman was already pregnant, and you could tell that she's already with child, then his words would actually take effect. And if she gives birth to a female, it would be mekudeshes. The Rambam writes that nevertheless, he would have to, when she gets older, he would have to go and be mekadesh her, because a person cannot be involved in any type of commerce with an object that's not in the world. And this is that it says that the Dvarv Kayyam, that his words stand, that's just a chumrah or a stringency, so now she can't get married to anyone else, but not that he wouldn't have to make a second act of kedushin. Wishing you a beautiful rest of your day and an amazing upcoming Shabbos.